I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 5 o'clock. It's Monday, the 21st day of the month. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 43 degrees.
Freeway's in good shape, but we're getting reports of ice on some of the roads. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this morning, illegal spiking of vape products made dozens of people here in Utah sick, and now an investigation has traced it to California.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more. Mary?
Amanda, it was a woman who moved from Utah to California about 9 years ago. Janelle Thompson founded an e-cigarette company to let people vape cannabis extract. These products even landed in award show gift bags in L.A. Within a few months, though, YOLO, spiked with synthetic marijuana, began being sold around Salt Lake City, and more than 50 people here had been poisoned by the time that outbreak ended early last year. A former bookkeeper for the California company tipped off the Utah Poison Control Center, they told investigators, and now Thompson faces up to at least 40 years in prison. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
We're now hearing the 911 tapes from last week's rescue involving a highway patrol trooper pulling a driver to safety just seconds before a front runner train smashed the man's car.
Through the emergency strip, up through the fence, and on to the train track, it appears.
That's one surprise commuter calling 911 to report a crash between Pages and Parrish Lanes off of I-15. In an instant, a UHP trooper rushed to the crash site to rescue the driver as the train blared its horn, smashing into the car seconds later. Luckily, that driver was not injured, but was unconscious from some sort of medical emergency prior to the crash. Another caller assured the operator that he was not involved in the crash, but was only a passerby. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Okay, so weather now with Grant Wayman, starting out cool this morning after the cold front that blew through over the weekend.
Winter storm over the weekend delivered plenty of snow, especially in the high elevations. Great numbers here for the resort snowbird, a foot and a half of snow. And it was a foot at Alta, so this was really great news here. Got a lot of snow out of that storm system in the high elevations. And of course, we had a taste of snow even here in the valleys.
Grant says a lighter storm today brings in a few scattered showers to the Wasatch Front, and there's another little storm shaping up for the middle part of the week.
The president said he wants to bring our troops home, but that's not what's happening. KSL's top national stories now. Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Tim, the U.S. troops withdrawn from northern Syria are not heading home, as President Trump said. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says they're being redeployed in Iraq.
To help defend Iraq, and two is to perform a counter-ISIS mission as we sort through the next steps.
Residents of northern Syria reportedly pelted U.S. troops with potatoes today as they left. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi made a surprise visit to Afghanistan yesterday, a day after bringing a congressional delegation to Jordan to discuss Syria. The speaker pushed for women having a place at the table in running Afghanistan. A Bradley fighting vehicle rolled into the water at Fort Stewart, Georgia, leaving three soldiers dead. ABC's Stephanie Ramos says the Sunday morning accident happened during training.
Another three soldiers, also in the Bradley, were injured and evacuated.
The soldiers are part of the 1st Armored Brigade combat team. And British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will try to force an up or down vote in Parliament today on his Brexit deal with the European Union. This follows a weekend vote to further delay the exit. Parliament member John McDonnell thinks now is the time to leave.
I think the rest of the EU have probably given up on us. They're getting a bit cross. So you might as well leave in good company.
The EU agreed on an exit agreement last week. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
All missionaries for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints serving in Santiago, Chile, are reportedly safe after a weekend of unrest and violence. Nicole Coombs' son is serving right in the middle of that unrest.
We had an email from my son's mission president that said that all the missionaries had been accounted for, that everyone was safe, and that they had implemented basically emergency protocol, if you will. Stay in your apartments, don't go out until you get the all clear.
The unrest was reportedly sparked by a rise in the cost of subway fare.
Boy, the video of this went viral over the weekend. An Oregon high school football coach is being hailed as a hero after he disarmed a student who had a loaded shotgun.
I think there's things in my life that have happened that, you know, I think have prepared me for that very moment.
Coach Keenan Lowe got the gun away and embraced the student in the hallway before police arrived. He's talking with Good Morning America today, and we'll have more of that coming up at 6 o'clock here on Utah's Morning News.
A huge crowd is expected this week at the funeral of Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings, who died last week at the age of 68.
Let's honor the man who served us so well.
At the regular Sunday service at New Psalmist Baptist Church in Baltimore, Maryland, Bishop Walter Thomas explained that the funeral for Elijah Cummings will be held there this week, Friday morning.
What a moment that will be.
He expects an overflow crowd at the 4,000-seat sanctuary.
People are coming from everywhere.
Cummings will also be honored in Washington. On Thursday, he will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol building. Nick Iannelli, ABC News.